Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Chief, for your hard work. Mr. McCord, Dodger Organization, I want to thank you for the earnestness, the sense of gravity in which we are responding to this tragic moment in our history of the city. But I appreciate the fact that we can stop blaming and start healing. I think it's important that we can now look to a future, a sense of hope, that we can bring back Dodger Stadium for our families. And yes, maybe we'll have a sea of blue of Dodger as well as police uniforms. And yes, we'll have a presence at the outset. But I have strong faith in our citizenry, strong faith in our fan base, that can we can be the Los Angeles where it's safe to share a few hours with our family in Chavez Ravine, that we can send an image of positive reinforcement, where we can have the type of environment where people want to visit Los Angeles, come and tour Los Angeles, invest in Los Angeles, because we have the venues that are so great, has been great, and will be great for our citizenry and for our country, quite frankly. So this is not an isolated incident. It is a statement, I believe, that speaks to how we need to pay attention to our youth, support educational programs, and go down the road and reassess what we're doing to our families and our children, given the state of our government, given the cutbacks, given the frailty of how we are moving as a society. So I lastly want to thank the Stowe family. I want to thank them for being that role model in speaking with the mom yesterday. I just was amazed at the spirit that she has. And I would hope that we can, as Angelenos, learn from that and share that sentiment of compassion and kindness and sense of hope that she personifies. So you are a class act, Stowe family. We thank you for your kindness towards us. Thank you.
Before you finish,